Country Bob FM.
Time to start the Bob Almanac, your Thursday edition, and we have a guest in today. Bill has hung around, and he's going to start today's almanac. Are you ready, Bill? You got what you got to do?
I am ready for this. This is the Bob Almanac for Thursday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. There are 354 days left in 2018.
Right on the money. Right on the money. Hey, can do you guys sell rhubarb?
Not at this time of the year, but maybe I can make a special exception if you really need it.
It's a little out of season right now, but this was the date in 1770 that the first ever shipment of rhubarb was sent to the United States. It came to us from London. Rhubarb was not natural to North America.
Huh.
Kind of like the turkey.
And I wonder where the term rhubarb, you know, for an argument came into play.
That was baseball when you were starting to get an argument, the manager and the umpire, rhubarb.
It was a rhubarb.
Because you showed your tongue and it looked like rhubarb.
Maybe.
I can remember the time when I drove a tractor or the lawnmower over my mom's rhubarb because they looked kind of like weeds. And I just kind of plowed right over it. Yeah, it wasn't good. So that was 1770. Rhubarb had made its way to the United States. They gave us rhubarb. We gave them turkey, pretty much. I think that was the trade.
It's a good trade.
1861, Alabama became the... You know, they were dropping like flies here when it came to the secessions from the Union. Alabama was number four. It went this way. It was South Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, and then Alabama. And the next one's going to be Georgia on January 19th.
Okay.
1878, you have milk in your store, Bill.
Yes, we do.
Regardless of the season, from that well-run dairy department, the Cub in Coon Rapids around Lake Boulevard. And it was on this day, the historical day in milk. Milk was delivered in New York in glass bottles for the first time. The old milkman for the first time in glass bottles, before they'd have to just go door-to-door with the cow. And they would just milk it there right on your front door. And then here you go.
That is the ultimate in fresh delivery.
Here's a pail. But milk delivered in glass bottles in 1878 for the first time.
We had a milkman. We had the galvanized milk thing outside our door. And Myers Brothers Milk would come by and put the half gallons in there.
There's still somebody who does it. He's got the old rounded 50s looking truck. He's still doing it. Nice. I see it out and about in the neighborhood every now and then. 1913, the first ever sedan type car at the National Automobile Show was shown off by the Hudson Motor Company. Mm. 1913, if you like your sedans. 1922, 14-year-old Leonard Thompson of Canada became the first person to have his diabetes treated with insulin.
Uh-huh.
So that was a medical, historic medical event here today, 1922. We have a aviation historical event, 1935. Everything, of course, on the Bob Almanac is a historic event. It's this date in history.
So true.
Amelia Earhart, first woman to fly solo from Hawaii to California.
She didn't get lost or misplaced
on
this one.
No, that's when she was in the Southeast.
Right.
Southeast Asia is when she had issues, 1935. 1958, do you remember this television show?
Underwater research has brought me unusual assignments, but one of the strangest was land of the Pacific. It was a quiet morning, the sky was clear, untroubled, peaceful.
That's from the first ever episode of Sea Hunt, starring Lloyd Bridges
as Mike Nelson.
Yeah, he was the guy going under and talking to dolphins and whales and various sea creatures.
You could
talk to him. He was like Aquaman. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that, but you knew there was going to be an underwater fight and somebody was going to get their face mask pulled off their face or their air hose cut.
It was
guaranteed.
Mike Nelson talked to fish, not through telepathy, but Morse code. He would just tap on their fin.
Okay.
So that was 1958.
I love that show.
1964, Surgeon General Luther Terry became the first one that said, you know what? Lighting something on fire and sucking on it might be bad for you.
What a genius.
He first issued the warning that cigarette smoking is hazardous to a person's health.
You're a very sharp
1964.
Guy.
1970, this happened.
They didn't know where Mike was.
No, they couldn't find him.
Didn't know where he was. They didn't know where to go.
Yeah,
because Sulky was running around there like it was a Chinese fire drill. They look like they're flat as hell.
Come here, pal.
Hank Stram whooped up on the Vikings. I know I'm a Vikings fan, but they took him to task. Joe Capp and the Vikings and Bud Grant and the whole Carl Kasulke. could not stop that 34 toss power trap that Hank Stram was running at the Vikings in Super Bowl IV, 23-7, and it wasn't even that close.
If I ever hear the word matriculate again, I'm going to strangle
somebody. Oh, we'll use it every year for Hank Stram's birthday.
Not a fan.
1970 Super Bowl IV, Vikings lose the first of their four losses. Let's see if we can make it a win this year, huh?
Oh, I would exercise some serious demons.
More baseball, more sports. 1973, Major League Baseball agreed to allow the American League to experiment with the designated hitter rule. They didn't only experiment with it.
They adopted it.
They incorporated it. And I think Ron Bloomberg from New York, the Yankees, was the first DH. I'm assuming Tony Oliva was probably our first DH.
Yeah, and
in
I mean,
the 73 season.
I was all for it because it gave Tony an opportunity to keep playing.
Yeah.
I mean, he could still hit on one leg better than a lot of people with two.
And probably in 73, everybody assumed that the National League would eventually adopt it too. They did.
Right.
Up to this date, they have they've been the, you know.
I don't think it ever will.
They have stayed the course.
Love American style, truer than the red, white, and blue. Love American style, that's me.
Loved watching this show. Of course, it's the show that spawned Happy Days.
Yes.
Love American Style aired for the last time on ABC, 1974 this day. Let's go to 87.
Touchdown, Mark Jackson!
John Elway led the Denver Broncos. Was it 97 yards? They punted the ball, and it was inside the five.
Right.
And
The
drive against Cleveland. Of course, in the year after that was the Beiner fumble. Poor Marty Schottenheimer.
Bernie Kosar.
Poor Browns. As the Broncos would go on to the Super Bowl, they, of course, would get pummeled. I think that was the year they lost to the Giants, and the next year they lost to the Redskins.
They did finally win one somewhere in there.
Yeah, that was this date in 87. In 1995, the WB debuted, the fifth TV network.
Right.
The WB, which had some pretty good shows. Seventh Heaven, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You remember Dawson's Creek? That came from the WB.
Was 9021?
No, that was Fox.
That was Fox, okay.
And then the WB eventually morphed, CBS bought them, and they morphed into what's now known as the CW.
Oh,
and that's
yeah,
where you get your
right.
Flash and your Arrow and those shows. So
those
that
shows.
Was in 95. 1997, this guy responsible for two of the greatest shows of all time. This would be one of them. Dick Van Dyke.
What a great ensemble of characters, including...
It was an ensemble.
Dick Deacon.
The Andy Griffith Show, of course, is the other one that he did that was huge. I'm talking about Sheldon Leonard. He died on this date.
Very talented
man.
He
was 89. And Simon Cowell said, I'm leaving American Idol on this date.
If I were you, I'd phone up the War Department, volunteer your services, because you've just invented a new form of torture.
I'll give you a tip for future auditions. Don't. I don't mean to be unkind, but you have one of the worst singing voices possibly in Miami.
He told it like it was.
Yeah, there's no sugar coating there.
That's what you loved about Simon Cowell, and he was usually right.
Yeah.
And he said that he was going to leave American Idol. That was 2010 on this date. Birthdays.
Mama, he's crazy. Crazy over me. In my life.
The matriarch.
Yeah, Naomi Judd is 72. Happy birthday to her. She's had some health issues, had the hepatitis, and had to step aside. And then that allowed Winona to cruise to a meteoric rise as a solo artist, as you know. Naomi singing with Winona there. 72 today for Naomi Judd.
Two on my pillow, pain in my heart caused by you.
Frederick Denny Green, one of the singers from Sha Na Na. Here he's singing on the Grease soundtrack. This is the song featured in Grease when they're kind of doing the strut line.
Where's Bowser?
Doing the stroll. He's in the background.
Sure.
Bowser was great. Everybody knows Bowser, but don't forget, don't sleep on Frederick Denny Green. They were who we thought they were.
Right.
He is 69 today.
They're no Slim Jim in the Beat.
Yes. Oh, Benjamin. Oh, what a moment. It's in.
1995 Masters, everybody.
Just showed all the pent-up
Peter Alice on the call.
Coming out on this.
Ben Crenshaw. His teacher and mentor, Harvey Penick, had died just previous to that.
Yes.
And he goes out and wins the 95 Masters. Ben Crenshaw.
Very emotional, Ben Crenshaw.
Yes. Winning the Masters. He is 66 today. Do you remember the group, the Bangles?
Oh, yeah. But I can't be late, 'cause then I guess I just won't get paid. These are the days when you wish your bed was already made.
What kind of Monday is it, Neil? Can you tell me?
Manic?
Yeah. Vicki Peterson.
Was Belinda Carlisle in that group?
No, that was the Go-Go's.
Oh, I always get them confused.
Susanna Hoffs was the lead singer for the Bangles. Their guitarist and backup singer, Vicki Peterson. I can't believe a member of the Bangles is 60.
Wow.
Here today. And the actress Amanda Peet. You saw her in the Whole 9 Yards and the Whole 10 Yards movies. And Something's Gotta Give. She's 46. She's currently on this show that I really enjoy, starring Hank Azaria, where he's a old baseball play-by-play man who was in the majors, and now he's at the lowest level of the minors. It's called Brockmire.
He's very nice and knows a lot about wine and isn't diabetic. And around here, that makes him the catch of the frickin' century. And you know what? You have no way.
She's the owner of the baseball team that he's working for, and he's not even on radio. He's just doing it over the PA.
Well, now, what's the name of this show?
It's called Brockmire.
Oh, I got to find that.
It's a show. It doesn't have a lot of episodes per season. I think they had only had 9 or 10 episodes. So you can easily...
what channel?
You can easily binge it. It's on the IFC network.
Oh, okay.
Which not many people know of, but it's streamable, and you can watch it. And they did just announce that they're going to have a new season 2, in 2018. It's kind of raunchy. They allow swearing on this one.
Okay.
They do get a little colorful with their metaphors. But Amanda Peet, who's on that show, she's the team owner, 46 today.
Okay. Brockmire.
Now it's
you. My turn? Yep. Oh, I was writing down Brockmire.
Could you give him an elbow to the solar plexus to wake him up?
I didn't realize we had so few birthdays.
Or maybe bring a kielbasa from Cub next time and just hit it right over his forehead.
And then it's a tasty treat afterwards. Yeah. Gone but not forgotten category today, U.S. statesman Alexander Hamilton. He was Secretary of Treasury, our first, and he, of course, working for old wooden teeth George Washington. And he was born on this day, 1755.
Shot.
Yeah, in the duel with Aaron Burr, right on the banks of the Hudson.
He would have been better off dueling with Raymond Burr.
Right.
Raymond Burr was not known to have a real good shot.
Or Ironsides. Yeah, he was in a wheelchair.
Who would have thought Alexander Hamilton, would he have ever have thought during his life that later on, some 200 plus years later, that he would be like on Broadway with the Hamilton? You know, the Hamilton show, which is all about him, the Hamilton play?
And then he'd have the band named after him, Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. Not many people know that. 1755. One of our favorite former Canadian prime ministers, John MacDonald. He was the first as of 1815.
You always remember your first.
Absolutely. Would you remember Max from Heart to Heart if you heard his voice?
Of course I do. Here he is.
By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them. Which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was murder.
Love that show.
I did too. It was Heart to Heart with Robert Wagner. That was Lionel Stander was the guy who played Max. He was born on this day.
Do you remember the name of their
1908?
Dog?
1908.
Freeway.
Yeah.
Freeway was the name of their dog. And of course, Max was the one who had to clean up after Freeway. So
he cleaned up after everybody, including Freeway.
And, well, you know, when it comes to Robert Wagner, he was no prize either. He was a mess.
Yeah, he was.
Very bad hygiene-wise.
Terrible. What about musician Slim Harpo? Do you remember that name?
Come here, baby. Scratching my back.
That's me in the airport waiting for a flight.
So, baby, get to it.
I don't know a whole lot of Slim Harpo, but I like this.
This was a minor hit, like a top 20 on the pop. He was obviously more on the blues side of things.
1924.
Jazz
performer, speaking of, Don Cherry, not the former hockey player and announcer. This was the guy who was the father of Eagle Eye. Eagle Eye, is that really what he named
Eagle Eye Cherry. I don't know if he named it that, but that was his name. He was like early 90s.
Sure. Don Cherry, born on this day, 1924. Former NBC chairman Grant Tinker. He was responsible for a lot of the great NBC programs.
And married to Mary Tyler Moore.
Absolutely. Married, and he was born on this day, 1924. 25. Emmy Award-winning film and TV producer David Wolper. You would no doubt remember Roots and the Thornbirds. He was kind of, you know, if it was a miniseries, he had his hand in it. And then one more from the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen the Great. Clarence, Big Man Clemens. Do a little singing.
All my life, you're a friend of mine.
There he is.
With Jackson singing. Brown, right?
Doing more than just playing the, here he is on the sax. And then he sings here again. This is... you don't hear him singing that much, which is kind of cool. And he did this song with Jackson Brown.
He was a showman and a fine saxophone player. I had the pleasure of seeing Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band with Big Clarence several occasions.
St. Paul Civic Center.
Now it's like his nephew or somebody is, I think it's his nephew that is playing
The
E Street Band, playing the saxophone. Big man Clarence Clemens, born in this day, 1942. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
We are going to play Almanac Trivia. Now, we didn't mention that because we have Bill in here. Bill, you distracted us.
Well,
is that
I'm
okay?
Pretty good at distracting a lot of people.
I'm okay with that. That's fine. We're easily distracted here because we have TVs on here and the birds flying in and people coming in trying to sell us stuff. But we are going to do trivia. What are we giving away?
Let's give away a pair of tickets to Saturday's performance at Le Music Room of Rocky Lynn. Lynn in concert Saturday, 8 o'clock.
So I hope you were listening. I hope you were tuned in mentally to what we were saying, because here's the question.
All right.
It was this date, 1970, the Vikings. You know, they were 40 for 60 in 69, but they only scored 7 in 60
in the
Super Bowl, right?
7 in 60 in 70.
Yeah, so 1970, Super Bowl IV. We had the great Hank Stram, who was matriculating the ball down the field, but he said a certain Minnesota Vikings was running around, Minnesota Viking... defensive back was running around like it was a Chinese fire drill. Who was that? Last name. We'll take last name, but if you know first and last.
And bonus points, if you remember, is jersey number.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Which member of the Vikings defensive secondary was running around like it was a Chinese fire drill, according to Hank Stram?
We'll send you to Le Music Room.
Yep. 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer will win. Bill, thanks for coming in today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
What did you think of the magic of the almanac?
It's pretty impressive.
No doubt.
Right off top of your head.
Amazing. Suitcase,
all our homes inside.